Huh?
May 24th, Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee is now convened. To my left is Councilperson Carla Smith. To her left is Councilperson Ivory Young. To my right, Councilperson Mary Norwood. We have a quorum. The chair will entertain a motion on the adoption of the agenda and the and approval of the minutes. Thank you. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, let the record show that the agenda and the minutes have been approved. We don't have any quarterly presentations, so we can immediately move to consent agenda. The chair will entertain a motion on the consent agenda. Okay, we have a motion to adopt consent agenda. Discussion. It's been seconded. Hearing none, all those in favor, let me know by saying aye. Opposed, let the record show that the consent agenda has been approved. That brings us to the items before us, and they are basically communications on appointments. And Mr. Byron is unable to be here today. Miss Williams is unable to be here today, and Mr. Turnley is unable to be here today. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we move then to ordinance for second read.
Councilmember Martin, would you like me to sound the legislation before we hold? Okay. Item number 1, 16C-5072, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Byron Amos to serve as a member of the License Review Board for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin at the date of council confirmation. Item number 2, 16C5073, a communication from Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Mrs. Michonne Williams to serve as a member of the License Review Board for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin at the date of council confirmation. And item number 3, 16C5075, a communication from Mayor Kasim Reed appointing the appointment submitting his appointment of Mr. Richard Turnley to serve as the Director of the Public Safety and Judicial Facilities Authority for the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin at the date of council confirmation.
And we will be holding all three of those.
So that is correct.
Move the ordinance for second read.
Item number 1, 16-0-1277, and without further ado, law has just passed out a or provided a substitute. So without further objection, I'll sound the substitute. An ordinance by council members Ivory Lee Young Jr. and Kwanzaa Hall, substituted by the Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee, an ordinance to amend Chapter 10, Article 1, Section 10-1 of the City of Atlanta Code to create a definition of growler, to amend the definition of brew pub, to amend Articles 2, Division 2, Section 10-59 to authorize the retail sale malt liquor beverage include growlers for off-site consumption by brew pubs and for other purposes.
Yeah. City Attorney at one point advised us to hold that. Is that still so?
At this time, now that they provided a substitute, I believe the recommendations move forward with the substitute.
Do we have to accept the substitute?
That is correct.
I'd like to move to accept the substitute.
Yes, good afternoon. Amber A. Robinson, Senior Assistant City Attorney. On consideration of the substitute, the Law Department is approving it to go forward at this time.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve. On substitute. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, let the record show that it's been approved. On substitute.
Item number 2, 16R3701, a resolution by Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee authorizing the mayor on behalf of the City of Atlanta to enter into amendment number 3 to the contracts for FC5684, citywide clean and close contracts for clean and close services with CTC Construction LLC, FC5684A, and Hobgood Construction Company, Inc., FC5684C, to provide citywide clean and close services for the purpose of increasing the not to exceed amount by an additional $85,000.00 for all contractors, all contracted work to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below and for other purposes.
Pleasure.
Item number 3, 16R3702, a resolution authorizing the settlement of all claims against the defendants in the case of USAA Casualty Insurance Company, ASO Carter Phillips versus City of Atlanta, civil action file number 16EV00320, pending in Fulton County State Court, and the amount of $5,000, the settlement amount, authorizing the settlement amount to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the chief financial officer to distribute the settlement amount, and for other purposes. Item number 4, 16R3703, a settlement resolution regarding Philip Williams versus City of Atlanta, a resolution authorizing the settlement of all claims against the defendant in the case of Philip Williams versus City of Atlanta, civil action file number 2015CV265947, pending in Fulton County Superior Court, and the amount of $10,000, authorizing the settlement amount to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the chief financial officer to distribute the settlement amount, and for other purposes.
Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor, you know, by saying aye. Opposed, let the record show.
No. Item number 6, 16R3705, a resolution authorizing the settlement of all claims against the City of Atlanta in the case of W. Henry Parkman versus City of Atlanta, civil file action number 16M073250, pending in Fulton County Magistrate Court, and the amount of $1,513, the settlement amount, to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to distribute the settlement amount and for other purposes.
Pleasure. The motion to discussion. Hear none. All in favor? Saying aye. Opposed. Let the record show. 3705 approved. That's the last.
Councilmember Martin, at this time, I believe I skipped item number 5, 16R3704. A resolution authorizing the settlement of all claims against the defendant in the case of Nelson Magma versus City of Atlanta, civil file action number 2015EV00073G, pending in Fulton County State Court, in the amount of $100,000, authorizing the settlement amount to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to distribute the settlement amount and for other purposes.
Motion is to approve. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. That ends our agenda for the day. Nothing on the Hill.
Is that our legislation?
Announcement. Thank you, Ms. Smith, Mr. Martin, Ms. Norwood, Mr. Bond. I mentioned this in the previous committee meeting, but I probably can't mention this enough. Those of you who have had fathers and mothers who have, as they've committed themselves to public service through our armed forces, paid the greatest of sacrifice with their lives. Generations can pass, and you never really fully recover from the loss. Any of us that have had family members that have been serving in our armed forces and overseas, and you, as I did during the Vietnam War, I would watch and hear Walter Cronkite give the hundreds of people who died each and every day, and had neighbors who had fathers who died, and you wonder, is my daddy going to be on that list? First, you thank God if they're not. But all of us should thank God if they found their way to giving that ultimate sacrifice, because they did so on behalf of each of us. And so on this Memorial Day weekend, it may just simply be a day off for many of you. But you need to take some time this week to really think about that sacrifice and the commitment of people who saw that it was greater benefit for them to give that sacrifice and to preserve our freedom than not, because it's on their shoulders that we continue to profit and benefit with the freedoms that they died for. So just wish everybody a happy Memorial Day holiday week, and just take time out if you know a family that's been impacted. Take some time out to thank them for their sacrifice, because it's not one that you ever recover from. So just happy Memorial Day.
Mr. Brown.
How y'all doing today? Willie Brown, 12th District. Council members, I appreciate y'all letting me go back to work last year. Street vendor out there at Turner Field. Going back to work and not making no money is real hard. For 12 years, I was out of business. Didn't do anything. But you let me go back to work at a time that I can't even get the money back that I put there. The Braves are not doing anything. There's no money out there. If I go out there now, I'm going to lose money. so I sit at home and not lose money. Braves are doing 11,000 folks a game. So that's 11 sales a game that I'm going to do. 11 sales times $25, it ain't no money. It costs me that much money to go to work. So when I'm sitting out there, I'm losing money just trying to go back to work. Can't recoup the 12 years. Can't recoup the 2 years that you put me back to work. I'm still trying to get an understanding of what life is all about. As Mr. Young just said, my son did 20 years in the service. I have a cousin that got messed up in the Vietnam War. So I need to know what's going on. Since vending is over with, I need to know the next step that we're going in. Thank y'all for this comment.
Thank you. Mr. Bond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to echo the sentiment that Councilmember Young just expressed about the forthcoming holiday. It really probably is a misnomer when you think of the costs associated with the lives that were lost and sacrificed for our freedoms. So I appreciate that and hope people will take his words to heart. And then, two, I have an announcement on June the 4th, the recycling drive that we've had ongoing now, seems like for 8 weeks, with CHARM, the Atlanta Public School System, and MARTA and Antioch North Baptist Church will come to a conclusion at CHARM's location at 110 Hill Street. So we encourage everyone to continue to bring their textiles to those different locations. If not, they can join us there on that particular Saturday. And also that Saturday morning, Team Atlanta is engaged in the kidney walk that will take place at Turner Field. And so you can go to the website and register to be a part of it. We encourage all of our employees who care about this issue to volunteer and join us on that day, as well as all of our colleagues. So I just wanted to make that announcement. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. There's no other business come before us. The committee is adjourned.